Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. We're in for a wonderful drive of the Holy Spirit this morning, and He is doing great and wonderful things in our lives. Wake up, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Carry your holy body up and let us begin to pray together. And this time we all can pray in the Holy Ghost. There is no difference between praying in your understanding and praying in the Spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit this morning wants to teach everyone how to receive Him. It's time to pray. I trust you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy, the best advice that the Lord has given to us. The best food for the human body is water. Are you ready to pray? The Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to receive Him. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to pray in new tongues. Oh, today marks the first day and the very first step of how to receive the Holy Spirit. So we'll be discussing today how to receive the Holy Spirit. But before we do, let's tear ourselves up in the Holy Ghost. And you just have a few minutes to learn how to receive the Holy Spirit. And in no while, you will be speaking in new tongues. And so we will not have to have two camps over the radio. One that speaks in new tongues and another that does not speak in new tongues. Get your heart ready. This is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Pray in the Spirit, whether in your understanding or in new tongues. Stir up yourself and receive what God has for you this morning. My name is Edmund Sokwerede, and we are into the fire of the Holy Spirit this morning. Stir up yourself. Erenisi gro do comanda bradnaski eskipro do nonze credinze crenses coprondo do grande kratus ek shock sembene nen kaha gadagisika nadagisika titseskeresika taktananare derisikshusi pro do no mongrete sikshise ke la mamaku para rahaya efisi bro da no kembro do cox suctiondicris stobra ande sakshisemeneika Nare kaseba, boshit ne mende breduze kel kento se ke pek mosano mandere glekizo klopoka saranane desiske porede. Ne pronde sika, ne pronde sika, tak se mendo brediso koshore bedim broduze ke kele mama. You shake yourself in the Holy Ghost, for this is the day the Lord has made. Shake yourself in the Holy Ghost, sabala ma sheke lele mama. We offer ourselves unto you, Holy Spirit, oh, for your glory. For your glory. Holy Spirit, for your glory. O salamande brodu sekere badima shaksho zene me meta kele bado sakare. O rir zarama. Ikaba shara. Shake yourself. Your body is under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Your tongue is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Your mind is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Isarema sa Jesu ke patane. O salene ki saturi nana. Joba, 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 tima de mari. Farusari zale, farusari zahasana mamare. Ola zeji, ola za mama shande bozo da birahane. Esukira nana, esukira nana.
isoro mare, isoro maha namasare. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything, everything. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Esi bavo mande sae shandaravado ikira babanare sukrudenado mahande shvedi rakatandaravado kresijara lananara. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Aso jala mama, aso jala mahisa, aso jala vare, aso jala sikirira, rumaha, rumaha iseka tu seraha, eza kriya muzarena, eza. Eza eza grena mama mune ha mama mama si kabaleya si kabaleya eza girma salegi prato sana mama shandaravaye la rosi criara nere me su crio brada namande re 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 O shoki na sande iki para na sare para na ne masere. Ole no si brado, kisa mamande brade, mase ke ti pare, krisa lolo mama. Shake your body, shake your body, lift your body in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit. Udama sandarabaye, shalebore moromusanda. Nasikere, 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 nasikere. Namasokele babaye, rora namama shandararaye. Glindarabok mosharabarama sandaha. Nazi kalehe, misa monde brada la mama ye. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Los efekinde predizo kshok sendobra antara tasiksho zononde prahaya. Landere keksokshon dongre tikisekshon sono mahandara katabare. Gip. Hole metembek mijikile giri bakara baya. O seide gredendo klakantara tarisek shazadonna rabai. Another 2 minutes, saints. Bring that fire of the Holy Ghost from within. Bring it out. Sayaka, lahisko, taramanze, krisoko, maskeisha, ladadadisa, evekonde bede dengro tu sikshuk songra da la manteke teke pakala bede vidishke. Ehi sakla bore moshe, ne taklo me de menchi chok sik sok tendere beduri kitarosek tenendo bradanda sik juzikiribai. Ro sekere mamaradaya. Yes, your children will be taught of the Lord. Spirit of God says, your children will be taught of the Lord. Your children will be taught of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mesefedibit ma susipet morundere besukche nomomba. Nare to seke. Leto zusipra. Latare sekton mendoro duze credisce. Let it soak up at a manande teresek shok tendere kipa. Namun seker. Shamden bredike soktombra de lokuse la babaya. Mandero su shekera. Yendoro mande shekera. Jale kerama modere ke sekere. Ket nebola mante kele feida di soje ket le kundere boro ma makabare. Presoje, presoje, presoje. Senteri sokolo ma makara. Nekere. Nene meve veve viki so kolo monte endo brada na mama kaba shali kele toro tete siki. Rendu bene no 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 mo so tete suki. Rata e so gredi ne mon grada la lash kele brado se kele para. Ben si sko ne inki skore de ne kile gloku sko branda la kasere. Na tesa, bri tesa. Kalenendo rube sukinda la venamongra dalla masche che le bare. Ventare cu soccion dere grise la lova succiu si pondere da nane ne keisa calabe bove keisha. Pora nara succiu se de delica. Ante zoco domere siccio terita. La redesicrato sombra della lingra hae. Catate scoce pectona rabara.
The fire of the Holy Spirit is right there in your home, and it's right there working within you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise you, Father. Father, we pray for all our family members. Nare kole ne sete le kabaya. Our children, our relations who are close to us, our colleagues, our friends. Let your light shine, your light of salvation. Let it shine in their lives. All the names that have been sent into the prayer line early this year from the crossover service over the radio, even up until now, precious Holy Spirit, you know the names. We've called almost all of them. All of them we've called over the radio. The names of those precious people. Let their eyes be open. Let their eyes be open. Let salvation come to their hearts. We command every stone-heartedness to be changed. Every blindness to be removed. We pray this morning with compassion for all our loved ones, our children. Everyone who's around us, we pray for them. Holy Spirit, we demand their salvation in the name of Jesus. Let their hearts be open to the truth, who Jesus is. The Word of God that became flesh, the Son of God. Let there be light of salvation. Let there be light of salvation. In Jesus Christ's name. Every blindness, we don't tolerate you. It's time. Let there be light of salvation in our family. With our loved ones. Open their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. And those ones that are sick, and those ones that have been in failure, those ones that have seen so many proof not to believe in Jesus, this moment, we bulldoze every hindrance on their way to salvation by our agreement over the radio. Remove and get out from their way. Let there be light of salvation in the life of our children, in the life of our loved ones, in the life of our colleagues, in the life of our friends, relations, in that man's life, that woman's life, in that boy's life, in that girl's life. We pray this morning, let there be light of salvation. light of salvation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Every prayer request. Nesele lodo no no soko taboshke de nadaya. That is sent to the prayer line, starting from our daughter who sent this morning. Receive in the name of Jesus answer to your request. He has granted it to you. You asked and He's granted it to you. Success is yours, and you shall speak of it, of what the Lord has done for you, and His name shall be glorified in that exams you have written. Success is yours. Success is yours. Our sister Vasha, success is yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit is great right here in front of my controls. My PC. It's just amazing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How to receive the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm here today. The Lord sent me today. Today's intercession and meditation, I'm not even able to move further. The presence of God is amazing. Thank you for waking up and joining over the radio. This is wonderful. Fresh water from His presence. I am particularly thankful to the Lord for the opportunities given to you and to me to fellowship over the radio. Today, the Holy Spirit brings to my heart how to receive the Holy Spirit. And I think I'm going this for the whole week, if not up to next week. How to receive the Holy Spirit. So today we'll be looking at the first steps. How to receive the Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 32. The Bible says, I am quoting the Lord. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth. Jane Osco, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The first steps to anything in the kingdom of God is knowing, knowledge. You have to genosko the truth. You have to know the truth. And what is the truth? It could be truth concerning prosperity, could be truth concerning justice, could be truth concerning relationship, finances. It could be truth concerning appropriating spiritual things, just like what we're teaching today. How to be filled, how to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, some of us might have received the Holy Spirit, but you see, the Bible says if the anointing oil can stink. The anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit. And if we don't lift ourselves and push ourselves into the renewing presence of the Holy Spirit, our so-called baptism of the Holy Spirit can stink. And how can it stink? It becomes old, it becomes a routine, and we speak tongues that doesn't change. We speak the same syllables all the time, and we still fear, we still talk defeat, we still talk our problems other than our faith. The anointing oil stinks. When the anointing oil stinks, the Christian doesn't make progress. When the anointing oil stinks, there is no freshness. There is no revival. It is not a beautiful day when the anointing oil stinks. And so for those who have received the Holy Spirit and for those who have not received the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a beautiful series of teaching and fresh direction of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So the first steps, how to receive the Holy Spirit, know the truth. Know the truth. Know the truth. More than 15 to 17 years ago, I was in my journey to receiving the Holy Spirit. And the very first step I took was to learn to know the truth. I had laughed at the people who spoke in tongues they cannot interpret. I had blindly said, if it is the tongue of the Holy Spirit, they should interpret it. But that's not what the Bible teaches. I did not know. I was speaking in ignorance because the people whom I heard or whom I was with, they were ignorant. And this may shock you, even though they were Pentecostals. Back in those days, there were many Pentecostals that were skeptic about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about even early 90s to late 90s. There were many Pentecostal churches and many believers who were skeptic about receiving the Holy Spirit. I just pray that you are not one of them. Someone might be listening to me and said, "Oh, this subject again. This subject again. I thought something we'll be discussing today. This subject again, subject about the Holy Spirit." Could it be the Holy Spirit wants you to open up your heart and know the truth? Yes. And know the truth about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pay close attention. Listen as though you've never heard it before. And let the Lord give you knowledge that will set you free. Like I said, more than 15 to 17 years ago, I was on my journey to receive the Holy Spirit. And what happened was, the very first step I took was knowledge. Now, this is very strange what I want to say to you people. Sometimes God put truth in the hands of people, not really because they desired it, but He uses them to have the truth, and those who desire the truth can receive the truth. Now, there's a reason I'm saying this. When the time came, when I started to see the need to receive the Holy Spirit, that's a breakthrough. If you are listening to me, when the time comes for you to see the need to receive the Holy Spirit, it's a breakthrough. It should not be a depression. It should not be a confusion. It should not be pain in your heart. The time to receive the Holy Spirit, once that time comes and you start to feel that way, it is a breakthrough. It's a blessing. Stay with me now. More than 17 years ago, I was on my journey to receive the Holy Spirit. The first thing was knowledge, to know the truth, to know the truth. And so I was sent to a neighbor's house by my parents to collect something that they needed. I'm not very sure what that is. So when I got into the house, this man is a Christian man. And this man is known for drinking. He will drink and get drunk. He'll be talking on the street. He's a hard-working man, but he's just got that bad habit of drinking and becoming drunk. So he was a drunk, put it that way. And so I walked to his home. I knocked at the door and spoke and gave the message, whatever our family wanted from him. I'm not sure what that was. But as he was responding to me, I saw a book on his table. Unusual, I saw a book on his table, and the book was titled, "Have You Received the Holy Spirit Since You Believed?" I thought, God is speaking to me through the house of a drunkard man. God can use fish, He can use a drunkard man. God can use stone to kill Goliath, He can use a drunkard man. God used stick in the hands of Moses, He can use a drunkard man. God used Pharaoh, He can use a drunkard man. God used dead men's bones, He can use a drunkard man. God can use almost anything to communicate to you. It's a shock. I saw that book on his table. He was a Christian having the challenge of drunkenness. Like many of us have different kind of drunkenness. Some of us are not drunk with alcohol. We are drunk with our desires. We are drunk with our talents. We are drunk with our certificates and qualification. We are drunk with our knowledge. We are drunk with so many things. So don't feel when a man is drunk, he's not a Christian. He had that challenge, that sin in his life of getting drunk. and not able to control himself. And that doesn't mean he's not a Christian. Like some people will judge, he's not a Christian. If he's a Christian, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein it is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, but not only wine. The Bible also says we should not worship ourselves. The Bible also says we should love our neighbor as ourselves. The Bible also said that we should be givers. The Bible also said we should be compassionate. And so many people are so full of themselves, their problem has filled their mind. They have meditated on their problem like scriptures. Many people are drunk with their problem. Many people are drunk with their situation. It has filled their mind so much that they have a mental picture of how bad their lives are. And they are so depressed and they are so close to destroying their lives because they are drunk with their situation. Many types of drunkenness are there. I can keep speaking to you about it. Saints, I walked into this man's house. I saw this book on the table. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? By Robert Tilton. I said to the brother, he was quite elderly to me. I said, sir, can I borrow this book? He said, yes. I was so happy. I took the book. And whatever errand I was sent, I think I did it. I'm like that. So I took the book and did whatever errand they told me and went home. I was excited. I couldn't afford those books as at that time. They were not even in the library as at that time. In the town where I grew up, they do not have such Christian library to have such wonderful books. But I had an opportunity to get the book in my hands. First step to receiving the Holy Spirit is knowledge. You shall know the truth, John 8:32. The Lord says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so I took that book and I went home and I started to read. That's the beginning. Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? Remove all the conclusions in your mind. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Receiving the Holy Spirit is not Pentecostal, it's biblical. Speaking in new tongues is not Pentecostal, it's biblical. Open your heart and receive. Holy Spirit is not Pentecostal doctrine, it's New Testament reality. Open your heart. My prayer for all the kings and priests of the Most High God over the radio, that we will not have two camps. One camp that pray in understanding and another camp that pray in tongues. But we will have a whole camp filled with the Holy Ghost. When we open our mouth, things begin to shake in our home and in our surrounding, and the fire of the Holy Spirit begins to come out. That's the company of kings and priests I want to hang out with, not a bunch of two sect of people. Some that pray in their understanding and some that pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your heart, saints. Open your heart and receive the Holy Spirit. I read that book. Tomorrow I'll tell you. I read that book and I got to a place where Robert Tilton said, close the book. Stand up and receive the Holy Spirit. Ho, 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 ho. That was a time of my life. Now, I have come to know that it is the will of God for us to receive the Holy Spirit. Many people have wrong conceptions of receiving the Holy Spirit. Many people think that the Holy Spirit is only meant for those who are righteous. It's only meant for those who are without sin. Many people think when the Holy Spirit comes, they'll miss some nice pleasures that they used to enjoy in this life. No. That's concepts of Satan. That's concepts of the flesh. That's concepts of distraction. You will not miss anything. As a matter of fact, you will get everything, and you will get it right and get it hot from God, from His hands. You can understand the will of God. You can walk in power and victory. You can see and know things by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's another day when we look at the benefits of receiving or getting filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll see that another day. But today, first step is knowledge. First step is seeking. Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? Don't assume anything. Listen to those who have received the Holy Spirit, who have knowledge of it. search the scriptures about the Holy Spirit. And so I leave you with two more scriptures today to put you on the run and on the road of knowledge. Now, the first scripture I'm going to be reading for you is the book of Acts chapter 1. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 speaks about how the Lord gave commandment to his disciples of how they can receive the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read that to you. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the Bible says you, for the disciples, he says, and ye shall receive power. Amazing. Don't you want power in your life? Spiritual power. He says you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you. So yeah, we see the Lord gave instructions to his disciples. Now in chapter 2, we see from verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now this is a little confusion here. Many people, they think the word Pentecost is very holy. They think the word Pentecost has to do with the true children of God. No. There is nothing like that. Pentecost is just a feast of celebrating 50, you know. The 50th celebration. Okay? And it does has nothing to do with New Testament. It has nothing to do with salvation. And so, you know, in the denomination that came out of it, it's just like a recognition. And so don't see yourself more of a Pentecostal than you are a Christian. You should see yourself as a Christian. Pentecost is a description of the present century of the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's just a marker, but it has nothing to do with the will of God. You see? So, hallelujah. So here I say, when the day of Pentecost has come, verse 2, it says, and suddenly there came down from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. Now, they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit here. Time will fail me to read further, but I want to read chapter 3 here. I want to read verse 1. I'm leaving you with one verse here, and tomorrow we'll pick up from that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, 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 amen. Chapter number 3, let us read verse 19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And it says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now here it says you should repent. Now in the second chapter, after they received the Holy Spirit, everyone was speaking in different language, and this was what the people started to speak about them, that these men are drunk. Why are they speaking this way? Why are they speaking like this? And then the Lord said unto them, this is not just about these men, but is unto you and unto your children. Hallelujah. Oh, la mama shadaba. He said, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. As many as the Lord our God shall call. You see, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So it's not about the disciples, but it's about everyone whom God calls. Don't forget, he said, come unto me all, come unto me all, come unto me all. So in the 39th verse, which I'm leaving with you to read, the 39th verse says, for the promise, what promise? Holy Spirit. Read verse 38. And I'm reading Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So the gift of the Holy Spirit, you see, the gift of the Holy Spirit is for us to receive, not for us to cry for, be depressed about, and think maybe we're unholy, that's why we're not receiving him. Our tongue is not able to speak in new tongue. Don't bother about all those things. First step, go for the knowledge. That's what I went for. And verse 39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This was the verse I saw, and I knew the people weren't making it up. I knew the Pentecostal people weren't making it up. I knew they weren't just speaking some words they call tongues. I knew it was real. I knew it was of the Holy Spirit. I knew it was from God. It said, as many as the Lord our God shall call, nobody convinced me to receive the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, I need to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I didn't believe. I didn't believe. I laughed over it. So I'll see you tomorrow and talking to you more about this, how to receive the Holy Spirit. So today, first step, you go to your Bible and you begin to search about the Holy Spirit. I've given you two important ingredients that you can use. Two important ingredients. Number one, you know the truth about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Forget about what someone is speaking to you. Get the Bible and know what God has to say in the Bible about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Actually, I'm over and off and above my time. I leave you with a beautiful song this morning. And before then, I just wanted you to know that you can get all these fire meeting archives on tanradio.net. You can get it on our blog and podcast under the menu tanradio.net. You can get all this after the live. You can get it again. You can listen to it again. And you can share with your friends. And you can enjoy the presence of God that fire meeting conveys to us through the radio. I leave you with a beautiful song this morning requested by our daughter. It's a beautiful day, Jamie Grace, with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's always a beautiful day. Now listen to Beautiful Day by Jamie Grace. See you tomorrow.
Stop and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough. It's a beautiful day. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away, it's a beautiful. Sing about, there ain't no limitations to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong, I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. Yeah, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away on this beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Jesus Christ.